Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, early voting opens for residents ahead of Election Day. Woodstock named one of the best cities in America, and the Woodstock City Council approves COVID-19 relief. We've got these stories and more.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County, brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune, Ledger News, and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Marcel Portu. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. The Cherokee County Elections and Voter Registration Office will open several locations for residents to vote this October, ahead of Election Day on November 3rd. Early voting will be held between October 12th through October 23rd at the current elections office located on 2782 Marietta Highway in Canton and the South Annex location at 7545 Main Street in Woodstock, as well as the former elections office on 400 East Main Street in Canton. Advanced voting begins October 26th and will run through October 30th and will be held from 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day at both election offices. There'll be no voting on Monday, November 2nd. In addition, ballot drop boxes are now available at the elections office location on Marietta Highway and at the South Annex. Both locations are monitored by video cameras for security and are available 24 hours a day. In its recent ranking of the best places to live in America, the digital publication Money announced Woodstock was ranked 17th out of 50 towns and cities featured, where the economy, job growth, and housing market remain strong despite COVID-19 disruptions. When taking a closer look at the cities ranked in the study, the publication examined towns and cities with a population of at least 25,000, while putting the greatest emphasis on economic factors such as employment opportunities, supply and demand for homes, the cost of living, quality of schools, racial and economic diversity, and health and safety. A major holiday celebration in Cherokee County has been canceled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
The Woodstock City Council approved a group of grants at its most recent meeting, helping local food pantries and schools. As part of the money received through the CARES Act, the city has set aside $40,000 for grants to help food pantries and $90,000 for local school assistance. The Woodstock City Council approved a group of grants at most recent meeting, helping the local food pantries and schools. The food pantries agreed to use the grant money solely on food and product distribution, not on the administrative cost or any other similar use. The grant for the schools serves the children of Woodstock, helping the schools purchase Wi-Fi hotspots and the related data to help students complete their schoolwork when not on campus. The annual March of the Toys Parade, held in early December in downtown Ballground, that also collects items for Toys for Tots, will not be held this year because organizers said they want to keep the public safe from any potential exposure to the virus. It would have been the 8th edition of the event. Ballground City Manager Eric Wilmerth said the city wanted to follow the guidelines put forth by Governor Brian Kemp's office. And according to organizer Tim Cavender, it was best that this year's parade not go forward. With thousands of people packed into Ballground's small downtown area, everyone involved in the decision felt that the implement social distancing efforts would not be feasible. Nor did they relish the idea of having to take action like limiting the number of attendees, essentially telling people who could not and could attend the parade. The decision has already drawn negative feedback in the community, but both Wilmarth and Cavender are hopeful for the parade's return in 2021. The Cherokee Council Homeless Veterans Program, along with the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 45, have announced the kickoff of the Cherokee County Adopt a Veteran Program, which is in its sixth year. Veterans with families who may be financially challenged are giving presents for children in the family, along with all the items they need to make their own Christmas dinner, while senior veterans receive gifts of their own and, if they live at home, the food to make Christmas dinner. The program will also be donating trees to the veterans being helped if they are received by donors. Through the 2019 Adopt a Veteran program, more than 230 senior veterans residing in nursing homes and assisting living facilities throughout Cherokee County received some Christmas cheer to remind them that they are not forgotten. The 2019 program also helped more than 40 veterans and their families with presents for their children and Christmas dinner. Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyperlocal news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit Cherokee Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all of the latest hyperlocal updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comments on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Marcel Pertu producer, Jacob Sutherland director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.